Saeed Dezfouli, an Iranian citizen, has abandoned his hunger strike in the maximum security area at Long Bay Forensic Hospital. He is continuing to protest against a recent decision which prevents his return to Iran, where his family and a psychiatrist are ready to support him. Rob Osborne has the story.
Saeed Dezfouli has been detained in the secure mental health facility at Long Bay for 16 years. In 1983, the then 25-year-old fled Iran and successfully sought asylum in Australia. He became a citizen in 1986 and found work as a court interpreter. In 2001, he committed a serious criminal offence while suffering from a mental illness. He set fire to the New South Wales Community Relations Commission office in Ashfield, and as a result, a woman died of asphyxiation. In 2004, a jury found him not guilty of manslaughter by reason of mental illness. During his subsequent detention, he has been regularly forcibly medicated. Previously a dual Iranian and Australian citizen, he renounced his Australian citizenship in order to be repatriated to Iran. The Mental Health Review Tribunal has refused to permit his repatriation, insisting that on arrival, the Iranian authorities must apprehend Saeed and incarcerate him in a secure mental health facility. I spoke to Rob Wheeler, the lawyer who leads the Mental Health Advocacy Service at Legal Aid New South Wales. I asked him to explain what powers are conferred on the Mental Health Review Tribunal by the relevant legislation.
The tribunal also has a process in the review of what are called forensic patients, who broadly are people who have committed very serious criminal offences and had a finding of not guilty by reason of mental illness or have been found unfit to be tried. And those people mostly are detained in either in a prison or a hospital, and the tribunal has the job of reviewing those people at least every 6 months and determining whether their detention should continue or whether they can be conditionally released, and if so, the conditions of that release.
In what circumstances can an involuntary patient be compulsorily medicated?
Involuntary patients may be treated, and the Act basically provides either forensic patients or involuntary patients. The authorised medical of the officer of the hospital can authorise the giving of medication to the patient. There's a requirement that medication not be excessive, appropriate given the person's condition and professional standards, but the person may be treated against their wishes.
The Iranian embassy says that the conditions laid down by the tribunal in relation to Saeed Dezfouli's repatriation would be unlawful, unfair and immoral, and would deprive him of his rights to freedom in Iran. Here's Brett Collins from Justice Action, an advocacy group that supports involuntary patients in secure mental hospitals. I asked him whether there was any prospect of a resolution in this case.
There should be. I mean, look, the obvious thing is that the man doesn't represent any concern to Australia. He's clearly is an Iranian citizen, wants to go back, and therefore, as such, could not be a matter of concern to Australia. So what we're really seeing now is the mental health industry covering its back, justifying its behaviour over the last 16 years. They're saying the only way to deal with mental illness is you inject the person and you lock them up. So not social support, but you lock them up, regardless of whether he is actually a risk to himself or others. And in this situation, the Iranians say very clearly, this man has done his time. He's entitled to go home and to a loving family. We'll watch him, but there's no problem. And so that's where the contradiction lies.
If Saeed had been convicted and sentenced in the usual way, he would probably have served a 3 or 4 year jail term. He has now been in custody for 16 years and continues to be medicated against his will.
Rob Osborne there, ending that report.